Hi, Dylan Morrison here. Welcome to this, the fifth and final mini podcast in my spiritual abuse series, entitled The Big Bang. In my last podcast, The Great Escape, I looked at how many of us escape spiritual abuse through the often painful process of group expulsion. Born of subliminal desire transfer and our resulting conflict with our psycho-spiritual model, we're usually scapegoated out of the previously safe environs of the abusive group into the desert of aloneness and disillusionment. Yet surprisingly, it's here that we begin to discover that our dramatic expulsion is, in fact, a blessing in disguise. How come? Well, simply put, it provides us with a vital escape from the imitative desire field of the group and its charismatic leaders. The first step on our road to recovery and inner healing. Now today, I wish to examine another ultimately freeing phenomenon, one that springs us from the prison of spiritual abuse and its psychological control, namely, the transpersonal crisis. This outer or inner calamity suddenly cuts across our status quo world, particularly our view of God and his dealings with us. First, let me look at the frozen mindset that keeps us within the abusive group in the course of everyday life. This paradigm or worldview sees life as a battle between God and the devil, one usually interpreted in the group context as us versus the evil one. We're programmed to expect regular difficulties along the spiritual path as interpreted by the group and its teachers. At any moment, our dark adversary may strike and render us wounded, or more alarmingly, faithless. To lose one's faith or connection with the divine, as portrayed by the group, is the member's worst nightmare. A dreaded certainty if the group's direction or practice is ever seriously questioned. Conformity to leadership structures and the model's vision for the community is vital in keeping the devil from the door. Stories of the narrow way and the wide road leading to destruction are insidiously dusted off from time to time to keep any wandering sheep from thinking for themselves. The alignment of biblical imagery with the group's social control narrative is a powerful big stick, one that easily keeps the compliant devotee on his spiritual toes, in a somewhat permanent anxious state. The somewhat hypnotic message is clear: to leave the group is to leave God. Both unthinkable scenarios for the most enthusiastic group member. Now, such a narrative allows for outside events to be quickly interpreted in light of community thinking, thus drawing the attacked member even further into the arms of God, the ultimate group sponsor, the big divine daddy who smiles on the submissive family that is the abusive community. This psycho-spiritual buffer or shock absorber can handle many of life's day-to-day ups and downs, allowing the devotee to remain in the apparent safety zone of the abusive group. So what breaks through our psycho-spiritual defences, those that this dualistic war narrative provides? Well, simply put, only the real-life equivalent of a psychic atomic bomb, one that I call the transpersonal crisis. Divine love, in its boundless compassion for those of us who have been abused, allows a life-changing event to take place, one that will blast the believer victim clear of the group's gravitational desire field and their collective myth. A dark, painful event, one that explodes the community's adhesive narrative, that mindset which locks us into its cozy utopian world of faith. The energy required to deprogram us from our long-held psycho-spiritual belief system, that formed by years of group involvement, is directly proportional to the gravitational pull of the group's desire field. Now, for victims of mild spiritual abuse, a smaller crisis is required. For those lying at the cultic end of the abuse spectrum, an extremely dramatic and debilitating crisis is called for. When such a crisis occurs, it will prevail. The shell-shocked believer will never be the same again. Everything will be questioned, sometimes even one's sanity. The religious ego's defense mechanisms crumble before the strength of the unexpected psychic blast, the Big Bang, that will eventually lead to the creation of a rewired psyche, one finally able to feel the tender touch of divine love. In my own experience, the sudden, devastating death of my baby son Ben was the Big Bang that led to my subsequent departure from my Irish charismatic shepherding group. My wife San and I hung on bravely for a few more years, but the cracks in our psychic dam first appeared on that gloomy, tragic Sunday afternoon back in 1984, the day that our covenant God appeared to have torn up his sacred contract with us. Now, I have never once believed that God took my little firstborn son on that fateful January day, as suggested by many well-meaning Christian friends at the time, those trying to paper over our embarrassing raw grief. To do so would be a mistake, one that turns the God of Yeshua into a monster, one who commits infanticide. Yet, as I sit here today, I can see how divine love took the worst that life could throw at me and wove it into a beautiful tapestry, one that has a profoundly intimate message for me and my listeners. Ultimately, as Lady Julian of Norwich said, all is well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. The escape from spiritual abuse is often one of deep pain and debilitating confusion, yet at the same time a precious opportunity that we can't afford to miss. To retreat back into the apparent safety of our religious control is, I'm afraid, a psychic dead end, a graveyard that claims the corpses of those created to fly with the wings of spirit breath. So my advice is run and don't look back. Thank you for listening.